This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives concludes deliberations on the budget. Mortal remains of all victims of Tara airplane crash handed to families. Nepal Electricity Authority starts supplying surplus electricity to India. Nepal Oil Corporation reduces the price of petrol, diesel and kerosene by 10 rupees per litre. And U.S. President Joe Biden says U.S. should ban assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines to tackle the carnage of gun violence. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly has unanimously approved the resolution proposal on the implementation of federalism. Lawmaker Kimlal Devkota proposed the resolution motion, while lawmakers Jitendra Narayan Deb, Gopi Bahadur Achami, Nanda Chapai, Pramila Kumari and Devendra Dahal seconded it. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Tamilsena on the occasion directed the government to implement the proposal passed by the Assembly. Responding to the queries of lawmakers, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajendra Shrestha said the government was effortful to implement federalism. He expressed that the recently held local-level elections would contribute to further enhancing the federal system. Meanwhile, speaking in the zero hour of the National Assembly meeting, the lawmakers drew the attention of the government to take steps to reduce losses caused by water-induced disasters during the monsoon. The House of Representatives has concluded deliberations on the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Taking part in the deliberation, CPN EML lawmaker Pradeep Kumar Gewali alleged the government of inviting both political and economic instability in the country. He said the finance minister should have brought the budget considering the challenges posed by the present economic crisis in the world. However, Nepali Congress lawmaker Gagan Kumar Thapa said programs related to decreasing the trade deficit and increasing the production were excellent in the budget. He added that the budget had brought the right policy on decreasing trade deficit. Likewise, CPN Maui Centre lawmaker Guru Rajmani Pokhrel stressed the need for enhancing the skills and capacity of the teachers for imparting quality education. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota informed the House that Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma would respond to the queries of lawmakers on Friday, that is today. Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has started selling surplus power to India. According to Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Gising, two hydropower projects based in Nuwakot had started supplying 39 megawatts of electricity to India since Wednesday midnight. The project had supplied power to India last year as well. He added that 24 megawatts of electricity from Trishuli Hydropower and 15 megawatts of electricity from Debikat project had been supplied to India. Now, the electricity demand in India has increased sharply with rising temperatures. The ceiling price of the purchase and sale of electricity in India at present is 12 rupees in Indian currency. Remains of the victims of the recent Tara airplane crash were handed to their families yesterday. According to the Trivan University Teaching Hospital Management, the remains of all 22 people who were killed in the crash were handed to their families after the post-mortem examinations. Four Indians and two Germans are among those killed in the crash, and the last rites of Indian nationals were conducted at Pashupatinath Areghat, while the remains of Germans are to be taken to Germany. Tara Air's twin otter had crashed off a cliff at the base of Manapathi Peak at Thosang Rural Municipality, Ward 2 in Mustang District. President Bidyadevi Bhandari visited the cemetery of Kaji Kalupade at the Dahachok of Chandragiri Municipality, Ward No. 1 in Kathmandu yesterday. The president reached the Dahachok on the occasion of the death anniversary of Pade, who is revered as one of the greatest warriors of Nepal. He had lost his life in the Battle of Kirtipur during Nepal's unification campaign led by late King Prithivinarayan Shah of Gorkha. Born in 1713 in Gorkha, Pande was killed in the first Kirtipur battle launched by the then Gorkha force in 1757. Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has ruled out the possibility of communist unification at present. addressing a press conference in Surkhet yesterday. He said there was no truth in the reports about an alliance between CPN-EML, the CPN Maoist Center, and the CPN Unified Socialist. He also denied any possibility of unification or any electoral alliance with CPN-EML. He further assured that existing communist democratic coalition would continue until the upcoming provincial and parliamentary elections. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has reduced the price of petrol, diesel and kerosene by 10 rupees per litre to be effective from today. With the new price list, petrol will cost 170 rupees per litre and diesel and kerosene will cost 153 rupees per litre. With the public life adversely affected due to price hike in the petroleum products in the past several weeks, the government had directed the NOC for the price adjustment equal to infrastructure tax in petroleum products. The NOC said prices of cooking gas and aviation fuel would remain unchanged. Currently, price of LP gas cylinder is 1800 rupees per cylinder, while the price of aviation fuel is 166 rupees per litre. World Fair Trade Day 2022 is going to be celebrated in Nepal on June 4 and June 11. The Fair Trade Group Nepal, FDGN, is leading the celebration of the World Fair Trade Day in Nepal at the call of the World Fair Trade Organization, WFTO. Organizing a press conference in Lalitpur yesterday, chairperson of FDGN, Dr. Sunil Chitrakar, informed that FDGN was organizing a rally on June 4 and trade fair and exhibition on June 11. Chitrakar said the World Fair Trade Day celebrations this year coincided with FDGN's Silver Jubilee. Nepal Press Union Central Committee member Badri Sigdil has been elected as a working committee member of the International Federation of Journalists, IFJ. He was elected by the IFJ's International Congress held in Oman's capital, Muscat. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for some international updates. President of United States of America, Joe Biden, has said that U.S. should ban assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines to tackle the carnage of gun violence. In a primetime speech to the nation from the White House, Biden said too many everyday places in America had become killing fields. He said if Congress cannot outlaw such weapons, it should seek to raise the age of purchase from 18 to 21, Biden spoke after a string of mass shootings in America. Denmark has voted in a historic referendum to take part in EU security policy, scrapping its 30-year opt-out policy. The vote will allow Danish troops to take part in European Union's military missions. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said the move, which was approved by 66.9% of voters, sent a very important signal amid the conflict in Ukraine. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has told Luxembourg's parliament in a video address that Russia is currently occupying about 20% of Ukraine's territory. Zelensky also expressed gratitude for the military assistance received so far and called for weapon supplies to be stepped up. Meanwhile, Russia has said U.S. plans to sell Ukraine for MQ-1C Grey Eagle drones that can be armed with Hellfire missiles for battle use against Russia would not change the parameters of what Moscow calls its military operation. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1 and Madhes province, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati province and Gandaki province. It will be partly cloudy in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. House of Representatives concludes deliberations on the budget. Mortal remains of all victims of Tara airplane crash handed to families. Nepal Electricity Authority starts supplying surplus electricity to India. Nepal Oil Corporation reduces the price of petrol, diesel and kerosene by 10 rupees per litre. And US President Joe Biden says US should ban assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines to tackle the carnage of gun violence. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.